This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I think probably Iran made a mistake. I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down. And fortunately, that drone was unarmed. It was not, there was no man in it. And there was no, it was just, it was over international waters, clearly over international waters. But we didn't have a man or woman in the drone. We had nobody in the drone.
All right, that's the president's reaction to the drone that was shot down. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. This is where we start. We've been talking about the oil tankers that were attacked in the Gulf of Oman last week, and certainly the tension is high. The United States blamed Iran for those attacks, and they denied it. And now, of course, you have the down of this U.S. surveillance drone by Iran, saying it appeared to have been a big mistake, as you heard the president say, by someone loose and stupid. And he says it's hard to believe that it was intentional. And the president said Americans would know soon how he plans to respond. It looked like at one point that there could be an attack, right, that over this, that it in fact seemed imminent at one point that that was what was going to happen, because the drone that was shot down over international waters was obviously a very big deal, especially and dangerous, especially because of what now has been happening. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan huddled with national security officials at the White House to talk about the military options, including an attack on the site that launched the missile that destroyed the unmanned surveillance aircraft. And then the White House summoned leaders in Congress for a later in the evening briefing on Iran, and they were talking about a limited targeted strike, and that was likely, but in the end, that has not happened. I mean, in the last 2 years, U.S. and allied forces have mounted limited airstrikes in Syria, for example, that could offer sort of a guide to what could be an attack on Iran. In April, for example, of last year, American, British, and French forces fired 105 missiles on three Syrian chemical weapons facilities a week after al-Assad had launched a brutal attack and killed 40 civilians, if you remember that. This is the drone, and this is what we're talking about here. And you had a lot of reaction to that. You had House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say the U.S. can't be reckless and amid all these tensions with Iran, and that she also said she didn't think that the president wanted to go to war and that the American people don't want war either. And that's the good question. Do you really want a war with Iran? And shooting down the drone, though, is something that is definitely playing with fire with the U.S. And we know that because that's a signal. So there was an attack that was initially ordered, supposedly, but called off at the last minute. So it got called off. I mean, that's the bottom line for now. Let's see what happens next. And I certainly don't want to see a war. I don't think that you want to see a war either. But it's at some point, if they continue to provoke, somewhere it will go even further over the line, maybe. And if that happens, then maybe all bets are off, because they almost were. Let's put it that way. It was very, 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 I can't emphasize it enough, very close that seemed almost inevitable, but it didn't happen. So close isn't the same as actually doing it. And the timing was right there in the middle of a visit with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House, and at a photo op, basically. That's where the president made some comments about Iran and what had happened and the reaction. And you heard what he said there about the country making a mistake and having to think that somebody under the command of the country made some sort of a mistake. So let's see what happens. The people who were invited, by the way, to the White House was a bipartisan group of top congressional folks for that meeting. So you had the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. I mentioned Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was there. And then you had ranking party members from the House and Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committee to talk about it. So, my oh my, there have been a bunch of incidents lately. I mentioned the oil tankers attacked and some else of what has happened here. And now we have more pressure being put on this with this whole drone attack. So the wicked shifty sands of the Middle East continue to be that way. Not a surprise. All right, other things that are happening. I like to say that this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine. In other words, what affects us and some of the conversations that we're having. Obviously, this is one of them as to, wow, what's going on in Iran and do you think there's going to be war and what would you suggest happen next if we're provoked again in a different way and how far until we're pushed just a little bit too, you know, far. So while that's going on, there's something else I thought that, that's been growing among people, the frustration. And the frustration is robocalls. I was just in line somewhere and someone made the comment to me, scam likely. They showed me their phone. And if you have an iPhone or, I think even Androids have this where it'll come up where it says scam likely. But every time a phone rings, you know, it's kind of that reminder this might be a robocall. And in 2018, there were 26.3 billion robocalls. I just saw a story in the USA Today. They crunched some of the numbers, too. And the volume of the calls just continue to go up, up, up. And I've talked about this before on the show that there is a blocking app, Hiya, it's called. And that's one way to try to get them to stop. I mean, there's ways to avoid robocall companies from getting your number, but it doesn't mean that you won't receive any of them. It might, you might just have the number cut down because robocalls, of course, are randomly generated, but it reduces the chances of companies finding your number, right? And, how do you do that? You can get on those no call lists. You can get that Hiya app and what that does and how it responds. The do not call registry is popular for a lot of people so that they hope that they get blocked. You don't put your contact information on the internet, but unfortunately for a lot of businesses, you have to put the phone number on the internet. So you'd have to put a different phone number there, I guess, that you could answer, but that's how a lot of them get it. And the robocalls and the amount and what they're about, what do they have to, what do they deal with? Health insurance is one of them, student loans, interest rates, easy money, that kind of thing. That's part of what you'd see robocalls generated to talk about that. And registering to vote, which isn't that crazy. We want more people to vote, or I think it's a privilege that we should go and vote. But when you register to vote, it can actually lead to your phone number being tagged by, of course, political parties to call you, so you get a bunch of robocalls there. Well, isn't that annoying? Right? You get encouraged to vote, and then you get nothing but those, get bombarded by those calls. And be careful about contests and any kind of sweepstakes. Scam likely, let's just say scam likely. We're hitting the mailbag next. Hang with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, let's crack open the mail and see what we have. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Lots of reaction to Iran and the drone. This one from Hank, who says, wow, let them drown in it, Kate. I think the Prez, who was probably on the verge of retaliating, maybe he should have retaliated. Let's see if these provocateurs push the envelope again. Do you think they will? Well, I don't have a crystal ball for what the supreme leaders are going to do in Iran, but obviously shooting down the drone, they didn't care about that. They denied that they had anything to do with the attack on the oil tankers, and that they then I think responded. I mean, it obviously is dangerous. You had the Navy RQ-4 that was flying in international airspace over waters where the two tankers were attacked, and it was blasted by a surface-to-air missile fired from a battery in a place near Gurk, I think that's how you say it, Iran. So they know where it came from. They denied attacking the tankers. We know that. And there you go. It's obviously very dangerous to have that happen. Another one about Iran, this one from Joseph, who says, boy, cooler heads prevail. Whew. That could have been the start of yet another war. Can you imagine more resources, et cetera, going to the Middle East? And already there is so much happening, and I get it with this idea of they're trying to come up with a nuclear weapon, but you have to tread very carefully in dealing with Iran because the fallout could be immense. Yeah, the fallout would be immense. And now we're in this crisis, and we've got sanctions on other countries buying Iranian oil, and of course that punishes the Iranian economy, but that's what happens when you're trying to go backwards and get them to the place they were before. So the regime is vowing to restart their nuclear program. And I don't know, is there, how do you get out of the possible military conflict? This back and forth, eventually the standoff ends and it explodes into something else. And oh boy, let's hope it doesn't happen. I don't want to see another war. I bet many of you probably feel the same way, but you can't be completely bullied and pushed, you know, to the corner of the ring and think that we're just going to stand there. And especially this president isn't going to do that. But I think Congress that doesn't want to see that either. There'll be a point where there's that point of no return. That's what happens. And once you get there, you get there, and there's really no going back. But that didn't happen with this drone attack. It came very close, but did not happen. All right, let's move in a different direction. And this one is from Maya, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not, and I guess because so much was made about it, it made me pay attention to it. Normally, I wouldn't have even thought about the Today Show and an anniversary video, but because there was some conversation all over Twitter about it, I decided to check it out. And on Thursday, NBC's Today Show celebrated 25 years of their morning show, and they had a five-minute video celebrating big moments, but guess who wasn't included? I bet it was Matt Lauer. Yeah, because remember, he was fired a couple of years ago for inappropriate behavior, but he was on the show for 20 years. I mean, up until then, he was a big part of that show. He was named co-anchor in 1997, so he wasn't in the video for, I'm sure, those reasons. It was all over Twitter, and there were people that noticed that, so thanks for pointing that out. It's just kind of an interesting fact. I guess, you know, you fall from grace, and listen, this is a guy who was accused of doing some things that were pretty lurid. And boom, he was gone in a second once things started to pour out about what he had done, intimidation-wise, etc. But, you know, it's not a surprise, I think, that he wasn't in that video, but it was obvious because he was such a big part of it. Let's put it that way. Never thought that I would spend some time on a promo video, but there you go. It was actually kind of interesting. All right, again, we're popping in a couple of different directions here. We already covered a bunch of emails about Iran and what's going to happen in the future of that. And let's move on to this one. Here's one from Ariel who says, Kate, I don't know if you have a MacBook or not because I know you travel a lot, but there is a voluntary recall on the 15-inch MacBook Pro. They say it's mostly those that were sold from 2015 to 2017, there is a battery deal with these notebooks, and they say it can overheat, and then it poses that safety problem where you could start a fire or something else could happen. So I'm wondering, when people see things like that, do they blow it off, or do they actually think they need to go and have it checked because of what could happen? Well, let's put it this way. There, I saw something on Twitter where a MacBook Pro exploded during normal use, so nobody was injured, but it exploded, and there was some damage to the house, but they say it could have been worse. Good thing they weren't on a plane. That's scary to me, right? Remember the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phones that had to be recalled because of the battery issue, and then the phones were banned on flights, so people who had it, maybe your phone was fine, it was banned. This MacBook, that's not good, because of exactly what could have happened in the air or someplace else where somebody has it and then there's an explosion of it. And all of a sudden, it's just normal use and then it gets overheated. Imagine where people are pushing it to the brink. So I do suggest, if you have this 15-inch MacBook Pro model and you got it, the models we're talking about, between September of 2015 and February of 2017, that you do take it in, for goodness sake, because let them deal with it, give you something else, whatever. But the last thing you want, and I saw actually a video that was posted that went viral of a MacBook exploding, and boy, you don't want to have that happen. It was like the aftermath. I think they were in shock, and once they were in shock, they're like, ooh, I got to take a video of this. And it is full on smoking. I mean, it left black marks on the floor. and on the back of it, there was marks on it because it exploded. And imagine if you weren't in a place where you could just throw it on the floor, but you were someplace else where it could have done damage to something much more serious. And again, on a flight, it would certainly be very, very, very scary to see that, to see that happen. All right, let's move on to another email that I got that I thought was interesting. And this has nothing to do with anything serious, but it comes to me from Sharon, who says, "Kate, I heard you broadcasting from New York, and I was wondering if you think New York has the best pizza. Sorry to go so light on you, but I'm just curious, as I hail from Missouri, and I think we have pretty decent pizza." But I like how you say we have pretty decent pizza, but you don't tell me what kind of pizza it is. So, pizza is such a personal thing. People like deep dish pizza, and Chicago gets tagged with having the best deep dish pizza, and I've been to those pizzerias. I like the old-fashioned kind. You know what I'm talking about? The plain slices. I think I said this on the air one time, where it doesn't have, like, a trillion different things on it, but it's very... It's like saucy and kind of greasy, actually, because it's that just big slice. You eat one slice and that's it. I mean, now they put so many things on pizzas, and I know people like that. Whatever, throw anything on it, five different toppings. And to me, I'm just old school, right? So pepperoni or onion or whatever it is, but not five different toppings. I like Cole when they do the Colewood pizzas. I think they taste pretty good. I don't have a favorite. I have a favorite place. I mean, I have a favorite section of the country. Yes, New York or in South Philly, they've got on South Street, they have this, I can't think of the name of it, but it's this little tiny old school pizzeria where you go in and that's what you do. You get slices and you see people that are like at lunchtime walking down the street eating a slice of pizza. It's the funniest thing. I don't know how they do that because it's so messy, but it's that old style, old school pizza. I can't believe I'm talking about pizza. Hey, by the way, the healthy kind of pizza with the cauliflower, crust, I've found some of those in the supermarket, and if they're done right, they're actually pretty good, believe it or not. I was skeptical, but I do like cauliflower. It doesn't taste like cauliflower. It's just an alternative way to the bread. Right? This is just kind of a new alternative. And it's very, very popular for people who are concerned about how much bread they're consuming. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next on the show with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Iran made a big mistake.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the growing escalation between Iran and the U.S. The latest incident, the military in Iran shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace.
This drone was in international waters, clearly. We have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. and they made a very bad mistake.
President Trump meeting with U.S. military leaders and members of Congress, then telling reporters,
I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 249 points to close at 26,753, the NASDAQ up 64, and the S&P 500 up almost 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Me talk before here on America Tonight about my Aunt Dot, who suffered from Alzheimer's, and I was happy that I got to know her in the later years of her life because I grew up in two separate coastlines, but I saw what it was like for my family to struggle with this vibrant, wonderful woman who all of a sudden was slowly deteriorating from, you know, Alzheimer's. And so here on the show, when we do a It's Your Health, and we talk about the impact of disease on our families, and we talk about what do we see for the future and what can we do and that kind of thing, this particular subject is very, very close to my heart because I've seen other people suffer through this as well and how tough it is and how they just want so desperately to try to help their relatives. So we have in our virtual green room Dr. Stacy Bell, Chief Scientific Officer of Peak Health. Hi, Dr. Bell.
Hello, Kate. Nice talking to you.
You know, when we talk about Alzheimer's, one of the things that I don't think has been actually talked about enough, but I know you're talking about it, is what is the effects of, or when we talk about what we're eating, we're seeing this in other areas, you know, where so much of the gut problems, et cetera, people are having now, we're looking more at, geez, well, what are you eating? It's the same things with Alzheimer's, right? There's things that we can eat now that can help us, or what vitamins and nutrients have that impact on our brain's cognitive function, I guess, is where we should start.
Right, and it's a superb question, and I gave nutritional counseling for 40 years to a variety of patients, and I never saw one with Alzheimer's or dementia because no doctor or no researcher made a connection between diet and anything wrong with your brain and its mental function. Fast forward, just within the last 10 years. There is a profound impact of what you eat, and not starting in your 60s when you worry about dementia, but rather starting in your 30s and your 40s. What you eat has a highly predictive factor in who will get dementia and who will get Alzheimer's. So what do you need? It's pretty easy. Number one, you need to consume all of the essential nutrients. There's only 25 of them you got to worry about, vitamins and minerals. And doing that every day on a consistent level has shown in study after study to be the best thing that you do. The second thing is get rid of some of the things that you don't need. Your body can't process. We haven't had, you know, except in processed foods, these things like saturated fats, trans fats, lots of sugars. Those things actually worsen cognitive function with aging. So those are like the two main things you start off doing.
Wow. So really look at the packaging. Look at the saturated and trans fat, like you say, and sugars. And the thing with sugars is they're tricky. Like some people think, Doc, you know, when you're eating cereal, they don't even realize. They don't look at how many grams of sugar are in the cereals.
I know. And it's we eat twice the amount of sugar in this country that we need, and yet we're short on all the other things that we really should have for our bodies. It's a major disconnect, and even looking at the results of the food surveys that are done every 5 years, 75% of our diet is from processed foods, and the way to process is to add lots of these unhealthy fats and sugars to make them taste good and strip out all their nutrients. So we're like going on the wrong path, and it's scary because, you know, I'm sorry for your aunt. You know, she lived probably a long time and then developed this disease. But think of all the other people now that are taking care of themselves. Maybe they're having to have medications for their heart disease or their diabetes. But they're too going to eventually develop some cognitive impairment, dementia or Alzheimer's, by having a poor diet throughout a lifetime.
Wow. So we go from the lifetime of the diet to then stressful situations. More and more we're seeing people are being open and they're talking about technology, which is so fabulous, is also crippling a lot of people with their addicted technology. They're stressed out. They're working constantly. They're dealing with family issues and everything else in between. So what about food in that situation when your crazy stress levels are through the roof?
Right, right. And you have pinpointed modern society, and I wish it weren't like that for so many families, but it is. Look, money's stressful, relationships are stressful, your family's stressful, all kinds of stuff. And what people resort to is eating. And if they just ate healthy things and had their three meals a day, their body weight wouldn't change, and they'd be quite happy, and then they'd be staving off all these problems later on with cognition. But what people resort to is this continuous eating. It's like you're on a constant grazing field, and you're just starting in the morning, and you know, breakfast morphs into the snack, morphs into lunch, and our bodies weren't designed for that. You know, we were, you know, hunter-gatherers. We'd find something, we'd eat it, and then we'd have a fasting period in between. That's not happening anymore, and the hormones and all the other things that regulate our body, it don't work on this sort of system. So exactly what happens is then we're making our stresses worse because we're eating all the time, and then we get stressed because we gain weight, and then the doctor says, oh, you're going to get diabetes if you continue like that. So it's a really big factor in modern society.
Yeah, you talked about there's 25 nutrients we need, but you could boil it down to three vitamins and nutrients that have the biggest impact on our brain, and what I mentioned at the top, the cognitive function of the brain, which is what we're concerned about with Alzheimer's. What are the three that we definitely need?
Well, yeah, and I don't know what I want to just say that you need. It's like two phases of what you need in your body. First, you need every single vitamin and mineral. So if you look on the percent daily value chart on your foods, there should be 25 things listed there. Those are non-negotiable. Your body can't function without it. So even if you're not thinking about your brain health, if you're thinking about the growth of your child, you're thinking about yourself maintaining your body weight and your preventing diabetes and heart disease and other things, you need that. The problem with the brain is it's very active, and it needs other nutrients that aren't typically found in the food supply. And these are an antioxidant family, some of these alpha-lipoic acid and N-acetylcysteine. These are all long names. And we created a product, the Brain Shake, we're calling it, that not only has everything you need to sustain life, all these vitamins and minerals, but added in the brain-specific nutrients. We're calling it Brain Care. But it's got this bevy of antioxidants plus this magic compound. It's a fat called phosphatidylserine. And that's the only compound that the FDA has allowed to have a health claim relating that compound to dementia and Alzheimer's. So we've included that at the right amount based on the best nutritional science out there. So this thing is, you know, this product, Brain Shake, is magical in the respect that it takes care of your body and then it puts in the extra goodies that your brain needs.
Yeah, so Brain Shake, tell us a little bit more about that because, you know, we were talking about, like I said, reading the packaging, no artificial colors, right, that kind of stuff?
Right. You know, it's just, it's everything your body and brain needs and nothing it doesn't. You know, I probably read 150 articles on human studies with the brain, and it's really clear to me that you've got to get the junk out of the foods because even if you're getting your nutrients and think you're eating well, once you start layering in those bad fats, the trans and saturated fats, and the sugars, it just negates all the benefits you get. So in creating a product or thinking about your brain of what you're going to eat throughout a lifetime, getting those things out is really the primary thing you do. So we don't have much of those in any of our products, very low on sugar and then these fats. But we still have fat in the diet because it turns out that the good fats are actually good for the brain. So healthy fats like omega-3s that you might have heard about from seafood and from the plants, and also omega-6 from all the vegetable oils, you know, corn, safflower, and sunflower and the like, we have those oils in there because they're protective and good for the brain cells.
Yeah, I got to mention this because Dr. Bell, for all the people listening, you were on the faculty of Harvard Medical School, and you did a lot of nutritional research studies there. I can just imagine what that was like. Of everything that you did when you were doing those studies, what blew you away the most? What shocked you the most?
We did a lot of research studies, and well, let me think about the answer as I talk about it. But we would take patients with a certain condition, and I'll talk about what I did for my PhD work. We looked at patients with HIV infection, AIDS, and they had an immune system that wasn't working, and we had seen in our animal studies that in fact giving omega-3s helps the immune system work better. And that's what we did. I had a chocolate cookie made with fish oil in it, and then I had another cookie made with safflower oil. And we looked at blood parameters of immune function in those AIDS patients that were taking both cookies. It was a randomized study. And we were able to see positive changes even in patients that were quite sick with their disease. We could offer a boost of their immune function simply by doing that. So there's one example of the power of nutrition, and there were hundreds. I was just one of many researchers at Harvard doing research on nutrition and diseases.
Wow, that had to be fascinating, though, to be there with, I'll call it, all those big brain people and work on all these different studies.
It was fascinating. I always say I have a little brain, and I never could think of anything, but the big brains would come to me and say, could you look at this? So one of my big brain bosses picked out that AIDS study. We also did it in patients. We looked at fish oil in cancer patients and a variety of other studies, as I said, we did in diabetes and heart disease, and we had a clinic for people that were overweight and tried to devise diets to figure out how to get them to lose weight and keep it off.
Wow, love it. All right, Dr. Stacy Bell, thank you so much. Coming up next, we're checking the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we couldn't get enough of him, so Hall of Fame speaker Joe Calloway is with us again, and he's in the middle of his eighth book. He has seven books on business performance, and it's fascinating. We're talking about really kind of a, well, not kind of, a shift in what we're seeing with companies and what's expected of a CEO, and how you have to be certainly reactive, not proactive, because that's all we kept hearing before. And Joe, we were talking about that and what it's like. You almost have to have, in some cases, that startup mentality and take it off campus, so to speak. And have you seen that really work now with some companies?
Well, I tell you, we've only been in business for a year. And so we're still in the initial stages with the people we're working with. I'll tell you something that's interesting to me, and part of it is a function of where we are, which is we're out of Nashville, Tennessee, which is a major healthcare center. And healthcare is one of those businesses that is becoming acutely aware of the need to change. There are hospital CEOs that will have said on the public record, have said, our job used to be to keep the hospital full. Now our job is going to be to try and keep the hospital as empty as possible by taking healthcare services closer to the consumer and doing much, much more in terms of preventive healthcare. And that's a reversal to say we need to get paid for keeping people healthy instead of we will get paid when people get sick. I mean, that's a huge mindset shift within the entire industry. And what's encouraging, you know, we talked last time about how companies can be entrenched and CEOs can be entrenched in old ways of thinking. But in all fairness, what's encouraging are the number of CEOs and leaders that are saying, yeah, this is real. All this disruption stuff, this is not a fad. This is not a buzzword. What's happening is entire industries are starting to be changed significantly to the point that you could say they truly are being reinvented. Healthcare is one of them.
Yeah, wow, that is so. And just imagine, what is that going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now? I mean, for people listening, this affects all of us, your health. Without your health, what do you have?
Yeah, it does. We're putting together a group right now that's going to be an ongoing innovation, kind of a think tank composed of representatives from big, I mean, great big giant healthcare companies and other non-healthcare companies, really, really big corporations, but they are huge consumers of healthcare because they may have 200,000 employees. And one of their biggest concerns and expenses is insurance and healthcare. And so all we're going to put all these entities together along with then some really brilliant startup minds to say, well, okay, let's go to work. It's kind of like having a giant, you know, the old phrase, the skunk works, which is you take the band of pirates off campus and let them come up with stuff. Well, that's what we're going to be doing in a very process-driven, well, we are starting to do it in a very process-driven way. And it's pretty juicy. It's pretty exciting stuff.
No kidding. Fascinating. I mentioned the other day when we were speaking about, when we were talking about the book that I read, Becoming a Category of One, and that, I think in some ways, just to me, that kind of really made you stand out even more, really put you on the map, so to speak. Talk about doing a category of one and what that means.
Well, I had been out doing speaking and some consulting and, you know, a lot of workshop stuff with groups, especially leadership groups. And now I pretty much exclusively work just with leadership teams and leadership of companies. But the thing, it finally came to me. I thought, what I'm doing is working with companies on how to differentiate. Ultimately, it's how do we set ourselves apart from the competition? And somehow, and I had no idea what the thought process was, but I came up with this idea of becoming a category of one. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I did. that title, it was not only turned out to be a great book title, but I've spoken at conventions where they made the theme of the entire 10,000-person convention becoming a category of one. It's just one of those phrases that people go, yes, that's what we want to be. We want to set ourselves apart from the competition so completely that we're not only a leader in the category, they see us as being our own category. So that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, brilliant idea. So I mentioned that you are deep into business. We know that. You just talked about it. You work with companies like Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Cadillac, American Express. And it's kind of like children. I don't think you always want to say, well, this is my favorite. I know you have two daughters. This is my favorite daughter because I love each daughter equally. They're all fabulous.
Exactly.
We know you love all your clients. And this is a hard question, but I'm so curious about this because you've had these great opportunities. Do you have a favorite memory, that favorite place where you spoke, something you did, whatever happened?
You know, I kind of do. This is an ongoing client some of your listeners will be familiar with, and they can certainly Google them and see who they are. It's a retail division of Genesco, which is an apparel manufacturer. And the company is Journeys, which has retail stores. They sell clothing. Their target market is mostly young people, teens and 20-somethings. And I work on an ongoing basis with their, I've worked with their most senior leadership, but I also work on a regular basis with their newly promoted district managers and area managers. A district manager is a store manager that gets promoted to, now you're in charge not of one store, but 20 stores. And all the managers and all the employees. And they are young. And I walked in the room the first time, and I was faced with 20 or 22 young people wearing tattoos with hair color that none of those colors can be found in nature, with parts of their heads shaved. And I thought, oh, man, I may not be the best match for these people. And they were, in every single class since then, the smartest, hardest working, intuitively smart and respectful, and interested and curious. This company knows, and they always promote from within. This company journeys. They know how to grow leaders. And I'm so impressed with them. And every time I work with them, I come away thinking, wait a minute, they're going to pay me for doing that? I should pay them for the learning opportunity that I have in seeing these, and I can call them kids, these kids who are so impressive. But from the very top of their leadership all the way down to the store manager level, they really do a great, great job of developing and growing their leaders.
Wow, how interesting. And I can imagine what that moment was like. I love the way you described that. You thought, no way is this going to work. And how perfect is that? It's like the mentor and the mentee that they're teaching you.
Oh, it's so cool. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they're going to be looking at me. Their eyes are going to roll out of their heads and say, who is this old guy that you've got talking to us? The exact opposite was true. They had so many questions, and I mean smart questions. Really, it's funny, not only by what they were saying in terms of their thoughts on leadership, but the quality of the questions they were asking about leadership. I thought, these people are just powerhouses, and I'm so incredibly impressed with them.
Yep. We have a minute and change left, but did you ever think, Joe, that you would end up doing what you're doing now and have these great opportunities and be in this space when you were growing up through the ranks?
I didn't know such a job existed. I didn't know. Are you kidding? I wanted to be Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis and the News. I wanted to be a rock star. And I would have, if I had had some talent, that's exactly what I would have done.
Wow. But you're a rock star in business, in the business world, certainly. And we are so happy you spent some time with us. Tell us when your book's going to come out.
You know, it will come out pretty quickly. This one's going to have a very quick turnaround. It'll be out by this fall. I'm guessing by September it'll be out, and it'll be available like every other product on the face of planet Earth on Amazon.
I love it. Joe Calloway, Hall of Fame speaker. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.